Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Donnie, it's a Donnie Football Friday. The fan hotline brought to you by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. You can listen to this show every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Contests run every Wednesday through Friday at noon at the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. And on the docket here, the Jackson Dart performance last night, does that have you regretting the Steelers passing on him? Jerry Dulac said they had a first-round grade on Dart. They apparently liked him. He was there. He's not here. And Cam Scataboo. Steelers were in the market for a running back. They took Caleb Johnson in the second round. That isn't looking great so far. Yes, it's early, I know. But still, it's not like their running game's been great, and there's been no spot for him, and Scataboo is becoming a folk hero already in New York. So those two things, plus how you see this game playing out. I think Donnie and I are sort of the same mind. It's going to be uncomfortable for the Steelers, but they'll find a way in the fourth quarter. I think all three of us are of the same mind. How about you at 928-9370? Limits, let's go to the lines, my friend. Who do you got?
All right, sir. Let's start with Gavin in Sarver to chime in.
Gavin in Sarver, you're talking to Donnie Football.
Hey, how you guys doing? Can you guys hear me?
Yep.
All right, so I'm not exactly high on Jackson Dart yet, but I would have just loved to see Cam Scataboo run against the Ravens, the Browns, the Bengals, because it's that type of football that he plays. And that energy to bring into a locker room, like he's even talked about in the interview last night, I would have just loved to see the Steelers be like partake in that, since I think it's still missing in some parts of our game.
How quickly would you buy his jersey if the Steelers would have drafted him?
Donnie, that's all you'd see right now, all over Western Pennsylvania.
I think people would have been naming their next born child after him in Pittsburgh.
Like I said, this guy has Bettis and Kreider rolled up in the same body here. He would already have a statue. Him and the Chief. Cam Scataboo and the Chief would be the two Steeler statues right now.
I think the guy's jerseys would have sold out everywhere. Everywhere.
Who's next, Limits?
All right, let's move along to Jamie in East Liberty.
How we doing, gentlemen?
Good. What's up, Jamie?
Hey, my question is more on the coaching end of things, and I just want to hear your thoughts on this, please. It must have been the group text. Everybody was on board with the, hey, did we make a mistake? Did we not take Dart? My question is this. If they would come to Pittsburgh, Brian Daboll, the reason he went to the Blue 10 is his job is depending on Jackson Dart. And there's no training wheels on that quarterback, and they're allowed to go out there and play. I'm just afraid if any quarterback, and we've even discussed this, a pre-Josh Allen before he was who he was, or a pre-Lamar Jackson before he was who he was, if they would have come to Pittsburgh, my question sincerely to you guys is, would our coaching staff, and I look at, our offensive coordinators through the years, would they just keep training wheels on these guys? And would they be quarterbacks that just come here to have their jobs ruined? And I look at, like, Mac Jones, granted a sample size, but what he filled in a system. And I look at Sam Darnold. I just don't see, like, Jackson Dart or any of these future quarterbacks, as long as we have our coaching staff. The fact that Derek Harmon is even starting is just simply out of necessity. But we never give these guys a chance And when we do, they have handcuffs on. I just want to hear what your thoughts are in regards to that.
Joe, I think that's actually a hell of a question there from Jamie. I mean, when it's specifically about the quarterbacks, I think it's very fair. Because
yeah.
I even had somebody tweet me during the first segment when we discussed it, asking, how much different would Jackson Dart's offense look than, let's say, Kenny Pickett or Justin Fields, where we knew Mike Tomlin had them shackled head to toe to just make sure, take care of the football. Take care of the football above all else. I don't care if we score 3 points in this game. Just take care of the football. And it's hard for me to disagree with that and disagree with Jamie's question of, like, if Jackson Dart was here, would it look the same? Probably not.
No, we had the topic, I think, on a Donnie Football Friday. I know you guys did on the PM show a while back. If Patrick Mahomes had come to the Steelers, how many Super Bowls would he have? And my answer was none. He'd have none because they wouldn't have had the infrastructure here and the kind of offense to bring out what Andy Reid has brought out with him in Kansas City. A lot of this, wherever you go, is where you land. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's who's your coach? Who's your coordinator? You know? And I think that's through all of sports history. Like, I look at some of these failed Cleveland Browns quarterbacks over the years. A lot of that was where they landed too. And then I look at guys who walk into a great situation. Now, the situation Ben walked into was fantastic. He had Ken Whisenhunt as his offensive coordinator. That's a beautiful thing. I forget who the quarterback coach was at the beginning of his career, but he had some really good guys. Like, that was a system where a young kid could flourish. What's happened here in recent years is not.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What makes a great pair of glasses? At Warby Parker, it's all the invisible extras without the extra cost. Their designer quality frames start at $95, including prescription lenses, plus scratch-resistant, smudge-resistant, and anti-reflective coatings, and UV protection, and free adjustments for life. To find your next pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to find the Warby Parker store nearest you, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen so many examples of players that have come through, and even if they're five, I mean, even in Russell Wilson's case, they had the shackles on that guy. It feels like Aaron Rodgers is the first guy since Ben that they haven't really held down to, hey, you have to play this way, you have to play this style. I think it's also because I think Aaron Rodgers, one of the things that was most attractive about him to Mike Tomlin specifically was that he has the lowest turnover rate in NFL history by a QB. He
no
probably
doubt.
Saw that and said, I don't care about the MVPs. I don't care about the Super Bowl that he beat my ass in. I see that turnover ratio. Bring that guy here.
50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 Peters Township. Sunny today with a high of Ricard Raquel. I like that one, Limits, and he scored last night. That's 67. And a low of Myron Bell at 40. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Ray Fittipaldo coming up next. Let's take another call or two.
All right, let's go to Johnny and Farrell to chime in.
Hey, Johnny.
Hey, fellas. Hey, this Browns game, man, this is like the Browns have one foot on a banana peel and the other one out the door. So to me, this is their Super Bowl. So they're starting to sell off people. It can go either way. They win this game. then they might be a threat. So if we can withstand their first push, I think, like, who was it, Calisette or someone? If we could withstand it, and then, yeah, we're going to end up just pulling away, like, you know, like a 79 Trans Am on a Mustang.
I think, yeah, I think Callis said they would go out like 10 to nothing or 13 to nothing, and then Pittsburgh would score 30 unanswered.
Yeah, it's going to be like a drive. We get an interception and go back. But, yeah, we can bury Cleveland after this, and then Cincy's the next one.
And in doing so, Baltimore. Next, one more.
All right, let's go to Seth in Long Island to chime in.
Hey, Seth, what's up, man?
Hey, Jolly, Donnie, hey, Austin, hope you guys are doing well today, Friday. You know, Joe, man, I got to give you the flowers, man. You were on Jackson Dart last year big time, the whole time.
Well, let me clarify. Let me clarify one thing. When he was playing last season, I was not. My sort of Jackson Dart party began in the off season when I really started to look at who the Steelers might take. And then I talked to people like Jack Ham, and he doesn't say much about things like that. And he was really high on this kid, and so was Ben and others. So that's when began. But go ahead.
No, you definitely deserve the flowers, man. And I got to tell you, since I live here in New York, I get to see every play. And, you know, again, the jury's out. It's early, but between him and Scatterboo, they would have brought an energy and a vibe to the veterans, and that's contagious, man. It's like football, right? I mean, like baseball. Hitting's contagious. So at the end of the day, I think it would have been fantastic to see those guys in black and yellow. They would have breathed new energy, new life, and, you know, I just think it would have been a great situation all the way around. Because if you've got the most expensive defense in the NFL, there's going to be highs and lows with a rookie. You know, hopefully the highs will be very high and the lows will be, you know, not that low. I think he would have been a great fit here in Pittsburgh, both of them.
I also think that they likely would have had him sit for a while longer than what, you know, he did in New York. I mean, Russ was just so bad that I think they really would have tried to hold that down for as long as possible. I know that Kenny Pickett entered in what, the fourth game of the season because Trubisky was just so bad. And then there was that alleged like fight between Trubisky and Deontay Johnson in the locker room of that game. But I feel like if they pulled in Jackson Dart, I just don't see them starting the guy from day one.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.